Next up, we've got Flint Steel with Master of the Art. You know, I knew in the back of my head that Will from Flint Steel can shred on guitar, but this was an excellent reminder of that. The shredding guitar solo is very welcome in this track. I'm happy that it goes on for over a minute, and I love it. I know this is going to be a controversial opinion because I think Mike feels differently. I love harmonized guitar. If it gets harmonized in places, and I think the solo is intended to mimic the unworldly melodies of Eric Zahn, who's the mute viola player and the summoner of the unspeakable black void, the infinite abyss of chaos from the H.P. Lovecraft story, which is cool. I also learned a new vocabulary word from this song, the word hesiarch, which apparently describes a leader or founder of a set of heretical beliefs or a heretical movement, which I think is super cool. So thank you, Will, for giving me some new vocabulary to chew on. I'm going to try to use it in a sentence later. People talk about Will's drumming as being especially awesome, and I think some people were wondering if it was live or if it was, you know, software. And I think if I remember correctly that Will either uses Superior Drummer or Easy Drummer 3 from Toontrack, which is like the Logic Drummer times 10 in terms of just the pure amount of samples and options and bells and whistles it has. Like, I don't think you can make the Logic Drummer do the kind of double bass drum movements that he does in his songs, but there are superior drum software out there if you're interested in that sort of thing.
This review brought to you by Toontac. No, I'm kidding.
That's destroyed it for me because I thought it was real drumming. Because I think Josh said in the last podcast that he thought it was real drumming. I was on board with that. I thought this was great real drumming. If this is all fake, then I'm revising my reviews.
Fake, but let's see. Okay, at least a couple of years ago when we had him on the podcast, he described his process, and it involved putting in the individual drums. So it's like
he's programming it.
Yeah, he's programming it, but it's
and
not,
he's excellent
not like,
at it.
Yeah, it's not like us where we, you know, use loops and we use essentially AI drummers. Kyle is our drummer, really, most of the time. But no, he was actually putting in the individual sort of drums to create these beats and everything, which is a lot more than I would ever do.
Yeah, my admiration has gone back to where it was then. That's hard to do. That's fine.
Very purposeful sort of programming of the drum beats. So, okay, so this is based on an H.P. Lovecraft work. So I get that it's a narrative, but I still would have preferred a sort of a braggadocio version where Flint Steel is clearly the master to whom others experience an otherworldly thrall. You know, because Flint Steel is absolutely a master of this style. This is one of the groups that when we talk about a genre bias, you know, he is usually, you know, the victim of genre bias whenever we're sort of talking about it in reviews. But the thing is, though, he's also like the real master of this style. Also, maybe one of the only people doing it in these competitions. Just in general for this song, though, I also really love what happens with the bass towards the beginning of this song. I think it's really pretty cool and inventive. And it's, yeah, very listenable, I thought.
Yeah, I've just gone back to my original notes. I've written right to start, harmonized guitars to start. I'm not a fan. As I said earlier, my grounding in music was the Smiths. It was REM. It was The Cure. just it's alien to me. It's just, it does nothing for me, that kind of guitar whittling, as I called it in my review, with good reason. There's a little story in there about I used to be in a band with a guy called Woodley Phil, who used to claim to be the fastest guitarist in South Wales. It was never checked. We have no idea whether he was or he wasn't, but he certainly claimed to be. So the long guitar solo, the harmonized guitar start, they're normally real turnoffs for me. But in the context of this story, a retelling effectively of the H.P. Lovecraft story, it's perfectly cromulent. It's a really nice echoing of what happens in the story. It's entirely contextually appropriate. And I had no problem with it. I surprised myself by thinking, I like this. I like this really long guitar solo. It surprised even me that I did like it, but I did. I like this song a lot.
Yeah. You know, Johnny Marr in particular, he tried very hard not to sound like other guitarists, right? And he would avoid distortion and idiomatic guitar playing. I think he worked very hard to find his own path, and it worked out really well for him.
And Peter Buck too. So Peter Buck, I learned to play the guitar by learning REM songs essentially. And I think he was largely limited by his own technique, and he had to play the way he had to play. But he was broadly anti-guitar solo, and I very much worship at the altar of Peter Buck. So I'm the same. My songs are almost always the attempt to write the perfect guitar riff. And it almost always gets really buried because it's never as good as I want it to be. But Johnny Marr is the god of the guitar riff. And it's a certain type of guitar riff. It's not big power chords and kind of very metally guitar riffs. I like the little broken ones and the ones that are fragmented and very clean, but almost just on the edge of just breaking up slightly. Just musical kind of guitarist. That's what I'm always aiming for, and I've never yet hit it.
Right. A lot of inverted triads and things that.
Yeah. Okay. Is this chord? Where am I going to play this chord? Somewhere up the neck that nobody else would think of playing it. And what patterns does that lead to? So that's kind of how I approach the guitar. But in this instance, I had no issue with the guitar solo, and normally I do, but yeah, really good song. I love the story. I'd never read the story before. I went and found the story. I hadn't realized how much homework there is to do as a judge. So somebody's referenced a story. Well, that's not about a song, so I better go read the story. Oh, right, now I see why that's about a piece of music, and it all makes sense. But without having gone to read it, I'd been sitting there being pedant with my pedant's hat on, saying, this isn't about a song or a piece of music. But once you go away and do the homework, you think, yeah, fair, that works. So, yeah. Good song.